Carlton, how has your campaigning been going the last few months? I spoke to you a few months ago at the university. What have you been doing since then?
Getting out, meeting people, handing out a lot of flyers, going to various hustings. I mean, we've had a great time. The reaction that we've had on the street has just been brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
You really push the student sort of votes as well, sort of working with the students, because obviously you're a lecturer yourself.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Although, to be honest, I haven't been on campus as much as I'd like to have been.
Mm.
I've been talking to students as they've been going to and from lectures the last few days, and the response has been pretty good, actually. So, yes, it will be interesting to see how many of those positive conversations translate into votes.
Yeah, OK. You're an independent candidate.
Yes.
Makes you stand out from the big parties.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I think lots of people are really disillusioned with party politics. It's part of the reason that I'm standing as an independent at all.
Mm.
Of course, the downside of that is that I don't have the same platform or the same team, you know, manpower and resources that the others can draw on. So that's been quite a struggle. There's been a number of debates that I've been excluded from because I don't have any sort of track record, and I'm not part of an established party. And you sort of wonder in those circumstances how we're ever going to actually get any change because the system is so institutionally biased towards the status quo.
Yeah.
And that's been quite frustrating. But I'm hoping tonight we'll see that there's enough people in Sheffield Hallam that are prepared to vote for something they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
They'll send a message to Westminster that things need to change.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
You're very
good
welcome.
Luck tonight.
Thanks very much.